Elton John had his Rocket Man. David Bowie sang about Major Tom in Space Oddity. But these two superstars have nothing on Drew Feustel's song, All Around the World.
16 times around and round, the sun comes up, the sun goes down on everybody's lives. The world goes fast as we float slow, the stars above, the earth below, we look down to see the sky.
Astronaut Drew Feustel recorded his song Orbiting the Earth aboard the International Space Station. His mission lasted 197 days. It took him around the Earth 3,152 times. Dr. Feustel returned to Earth October 4th, and it's a sure bet he will have a lot of stories at the next reunion of the Lake Orion High School class of 1983. Dr. Drew Feustel, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today from Michigan.
Absolutely. And again, just to remind everybody, you grew up in Lake Orion. To your knowledge, are you the first astronaut to record a music video in space?
No, I think I'm actually the second astronaut. The first was Commander Chris Hadfield, Canadian astronaut, who flew back in, I think that was 2012. And Chris recorded this, the David Bowie song, Space Oddity. Up in space.
That's right. I do remember that now. Well, this was your song, though, wasn't it? All Around the World is your song?
I had some help from a band called The Tragically Hip, which is a Canadian band, and one particular member of that band, Gord Sinclair, the bassist and songwriter, he wrote the song, he wrote the music, and we talked early on about some collaboration, and I, the first time I heard it, I thought it was amazing. I thought it was, the words that came to my mind were hauntingly beautiful, and I don't know if it rings with anybody else, but it's just what I thought, and it was a great honor for me to sing that song that he brought together, and I thought it really did a good job of capturing sort of the pace of the way we see the Earth and the things that we think about while we're in space, and he did that all on his own just through discussions that we'd had together over the years.
It is. It is a hauntingly beautiful song and video as well. And so I kind of read up on your time on the International Space Station, I know it encompassed two expeditions, 55 and 56. And am I right that you commanded 56?
That's right. Expedition. So we launched in March. Expedition 55 ended in, I think it was early June, the beginning of June. So then Expedition 56 began at that time. And I took over as commander until the end in October.
And what were the goals of these expeditions?
Well, our intent is just to maintain permanent human presence in space in low Earth orbit on the International Space Station. It serves as an international laboratory for science and technology, both looking at science that's important for the Earth and people of the Earth, and also science and technology that's important to help us as humans learn to live off of the planet. So we continuously, we're the 56th expedition to be there, and Expedition 57 has already started. And so the goal is that with each new crew set that comes up, we just continue on the legacy of the previous crews. Humans have been living on the space station for 18 years now, since 2000, and we will continue to operate the space station in the way that we have with the continuation of the science, hopefully through 2028.
Hmm. I know your first mission to space was in 2009, so you are indeed a veteran. And am I correct, you've done 9 spacewalks through your career?
I've done 9 spacewalks. I was 5 hours and 57 minutes short of the U.S. spacewalking record, but alas, I missed the final opportunity. But yeah, 9 spacewalks, 3 on each of the missions that I've flown.
So over these years, so we're talking nearly a decade of going to space, has your feeling about being in space evolved or changed through these missions?
You know, that is a great question. I have been thinking about that myself recently. I think I've become more aware of the vulnerability of the planet over these years, more aware of the disconnect between where I think we should be as a species and where we are with the challenges, you know, the cross-border challenges and the around-the-world challenges, both politically and social politically. So being in space has changed my view a bit, and I think at this point I have more of a desire to see more unity, and I'm thinking longer term, not just about my generation or the next, but the entire survival of the human species. And maybe it's altruistic to think that far out. And I've recently had some discussions with folks that were not in favor of human space exploration, but I do think it's important. I think the long-term view is important for us. And so I'd say that's how I've changed over the years.
And it has to just be, I mean, you're one of literally a handful of humans that can say that you have been able to circle the Earth from 50 miles up and get that sense of the Earth minus the man-made borders.
Yeah, from 250 miles up, we cannot see any borders at all. I mean, we really, I'll tell you, the only borders we really see are the ones that we can identify at night when the lights are on across the world. That's really the only time that you might be able to make out delineations from one country to the next. But certainly in the daytime or most of the time when we pass over the planet, we just don't see anything but dirt and green and ocean and just one planet that we all live on, one big round globe that we're all existing on. And you think constantly about the people down there, the people that you love, the people that you know, your friends and family, all the folks that supported you to get you into space. And it does have an impact on you.
I'm speaking with NASA astronaut Drew Feustel, who grew up in Lake Orion. He has recently returned to Earth after 6 months aboard the International Space Station. So when did the space bug bite you? What made you want to be an astronaut?
You know, it's hard for me to identify that. I grew up believing that I would one day work in the space industry, and I grew up watching science fiction, you know, television shows and movies, and always thought that would be an amazing place to work. Space would be an amazing place to work, and that space represented the forefront of technology, and space represented our, you know, the possibility for humans to explore the things that are off our planet. I mean, that's where all the neat stuff was happening, at least in my mind. I was very young when we went to the moon and followed, you know, as I grew up watching the development of the space shuttle program. And so I was always interested in space, and I'm still interested in space exploration. I still love science fiction movies. I think those are the things that inspire us to dream and set goals that we might not otherwise think about. And that's one of the focuses that we have as astronauts, is to inspire the next generation of explorers for the youth of the world to think about all of the opportunities they have and to not hold back, to try to break those borders.
And in fact, speaking of your career path to space, I know that you earned your PhD in geological sciences, but your road to being a geophysicist and a NASA astronaut actually began at Oakland Community College?
That is correct. Yeah, you know, I didn't have the best grades coming out of high school, and my scores for ACT and SAT were not great. I think at the time I wasn't really focused and didn't have a good understanding of what it was going to take to get to where I needed to be. But OCC was a great start, allowed me to pursue a couple of different fields of interest. I started off as an industrial design artist or industrial design drawer. I thought maybe I wanted to be an automotive designer because I'm, you know, growing up in the Motor City, I was always into mechanics and automotive, had a lot of automotive interests. So I did that for a while at Oakland Community College, and then also had a degree in science. So I started looking at the field of geology and geosciences, and I realized I really liked that. So it was just a great start. It was a great start for me. I spent 3 years at OCC, received my associate science degree, but I was also working at the same time as a mechanic at a local shop in Farmington Hills restoring old cars.
That really is an affirmation of the paths that you have to take. And as you say, if your GPA isn't a top drawer or your SAT or ACT scores aren't great, it doesn't mean that you aren't going to have an amazing career.
And you can, as they said at OCC, you could get anywhere from here. And it really is true. I mean, for me, it was a matter of just having the opportunity to explore different career fields without the pressure of, you know, what university sometimes places on individuals. It's tough at university to make those changes. I know for our kids, there was some challenges with finding, you know, the right path while you're there. And there's a lot of pressure due to the money that you're spending at university, to try to get it right from the start. And that's not really what I think some kids need. If you're not sure what you want to do, you know, community college offers a great place to start and feel those things out and try to get it right before you start making that big commitment.
Drew, so what was it like for you when you landed in October after 6 months, 6 months in the International Space Station? How'd the old muscles work?
I didn't feel great, I'll be honest. After 197 days in space, it really kind of takes its toll. And it's not that we don't land strong. We do, because we work out or exercise about 2.5 hours a day. But the reality is that the neurons don't fire the same way that they used to, because they just are out of practice. And so it takes some time for us to sort of teach the muscles how to work again to support your body and get your feet moving so that you can walk a straight line. My gyros in my head were spinning a bit and I felt dizzy, but it after, you know, each hour I felt better and better and better. And then each day I felt better and better. And now each week I feel better and better. And I would say that I feel like I'm 100%, but I'm probably about 98%, but physically I'm doing well, exercising every day, reconditioning, strength conditioning and stretching just to make everything move the way that it did, 7 months ago before I launched into space.
And NASA's website has you listed still as an active astronaut. So what is ahead for you?
Absolutely. I don't know yet. Time will tell. And we like to take a little bit of time once we return from Earth on a long duration mission just to sort things out. And I'll continue to support missions to space and other active astronauts who are getting ready to fly. I'll work as an instructor astronaut and support technical meetings within the office to make sure that those that are preparing to fly and those that are in space have what they need to support their livelihood and the science, and then also make sure we have prepared well enough to bring those folks back home. So we just continue along the process just like we have for the past 18 years of preparing people to fly, flying them in space, and making sure we bring them back safely.
NASA astronaut and Michigan's home son, Drew Feustel, thank you so much for talking with us on Stateside, and congratulations on your mission.
My pleasure. Thanks for your time today, and a big shout-out to all my friends and family in Michigan, and I look forward to seeing you all soon.